It's All Things Considered on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. Knoxville Leadership Foundation's construction training program has no catchy title, no glossy brochures, no interstate billboards. But it does have an important goal: to give young people a glimpse of their own potential and a sense of self-worth. WUOT's Leslie Snow reports this hands-on program is giving hope to those looking for a second chance or a way out of poverty.
Studs. Two common measurements for studs.
1624.
1624, good job. Is that feet or inches?
Feet.
Inches.
In an ordinary classroom, a group of mostly inner city students is seated around a chalkboard. They tease each other and joke with their instructor.
What's the purpose of green building?
Earth.
Earth. Earth, man. Send the materials.
Despite the jovial atmosphere, the 27 students gathered for Knoxville Leadership Foundation's construction training program are serious about their work, and they're relieved to be done with something called mental toughness.
The whole concept of mental toughness is it's a team tryout. Students are told that, hey, you're here for 2 weeks, just like you go try out for high school football. Coach is going to sit there. He's going to grade you. Did you show up? Is your uniform on? Did you give it your all? And did you come back the next day wanting more?
That's Adam Montgomery, director of neighborhood housing for KLF. He says mental toughness isn't as scary as it sounds. It's simply a way for staff to evaluate who is ready to learn and who isn't. But for students like Rome Wells, mental toughness comes with high expectations.
They want you to come in. They want you to be on time. Everything you do wrong, you're getting marked for. You're just basically trying to prove that you want to be here and that you're tired of being a nobody.
Rome, who started selling drugs after high school, learned about the construction training program from his probation officer. And while not all the students have legal trouble, most face barriers to employment like unstable housing or unreliable transportation. The goal of the program is to meet those pressing needs first so students are ready to learn.
You're triaging students and saying, hey, you need, right here and now, you need food because you can't focus in the classroom if you're hungry. You need transportation on the way home. Let's get you on the bus pass.
Some students, like Anthony Haynes, see the KLF program as an alternative to traditional high school.
I went 3 days into my senior year, and I went up to one of the ladies that worked in the office, and I said, this just ain't me. I only got 2 credits. I said, there's no need in me being here. Is it fine if I just go ahead and quit?
The construction program helps fill a gap left by the decline in high school vocational programs. Along with real-world skills, students like Anthony get help completing their high school equivalency exams, and they have to pass their exams and complete their training as a class. Even if it takes longer than expected, says Montgomery, no one is left behind.
If we have a class who needs 8 months to be ready, then we'll delay graduation. Our students are a team. They're a cohort. They become their own family.
Succeed as a what?
Team.
We learn as a
team.
We grow as a
team.
And together we are a
team.
Every single day.
Team building activities go hand in hand with words of encouragement. Students are told that hard work leads to success. That's a new idea for students like Rome, who grew up believing he couldn't get a good job without a college degree. He sees things differently now.
It's just kind of giving me hope that I can make the amount in my head that I want to make when I'm older, and I can build a family off of this program, and I can just keep building myself up so I won't fall again.
Anthony smiles when he talks about his upcoming graduation. He says the ceremony will give him a sense of accomplishment he's never felt before.
I can't wait to actually feel like I completed something in my life. It's going to feel great. I'm going to be somebody in life.
At the end of their training, both Rome and Anthony will have construction and safety certification. They'll get help with job placement and resume writing. They'll attend their graduation ceremony, and, they say, they'll leave the program with something intangible to go along with their diploma. Hope for a better future. For WUOT News, I'm Leslie Snow.